We are here with Marsha in studio. We are not alone in the studio, let me say that.
Yes, that's what we always say.
Yes, we are indeed here with Marsha. Thank you all for coming in.
Oh my God, I know. We were saying before, we have now broken our record for the most amount of people in studio at once.
Yeah,
at least our personal record. Or Simon's coming in with more coffee. Come in, sir. He just gave me such a
You're most welcome.
So there are a few things to cover, those being Zorza, magnets, and just the general vibe. So firstly, how are you doing this morning? Because it's early.
If we want to go, let's go through. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing well, you know, just a bit tired. It's a bit early for me, but you know, I'm pushing through.
Proud of you. Thank you. Milan, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I'm tired, but yeah, feeling good.
And Yvonne?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It's great. I love being up this early.
That's good. I'm glad one person does. And Felix.
Early is good.
Here we go.
Not on a Friday morning.
Yeah, that's fair. Split room from Marsha here.
Yeah, you know?
But I like it.
I'm sensing tension already. We're creating a narrative here.
We're just making stuff up.
Yeah.
But yes, obviously, Zorza is coming up. We've talked about it a lot on the show, obviously.
Like it's our job.
But we're all very excited for it, as I'm sure you guys are too. What can people expect from your Zorza live performance?
Loud and energetic, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Gonna have a few new songs, I think. We'll try to at least.
Nice.
And then we'll be pulling out our favourites, and then what else?
Don't know. I feel like we haven't planned it out exactly what we're gonna do yet.
Also a bit of a figure it out on the night sort of thing.
That's always good though.
That's organic, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That improv energy always leads to like a good performance, I feel.
Hello? I'm just saying.
Are you guys all gonna dress up in matching outfits?
No.
Oh.
Damn.
Well,
what's the point in this then? Why are we here? Why are we here?
We're just kidding.
But yes, you guys have seen quite a lot of success. Let me go there. Not only with your Te Ahi Top 10, like just general sweeping of that, but indeed continual involvement within this community and just overall taking New Zealand and, you know, the, I suppose, indie music scenes by storm. So give me the spiel on how this has all happened. You know, because I don't know if necessarily people envision themselves being slowly unraveling to the point you guys are at now. So yeah, give us the journey.
Well, I think that it started when we were in lockdown and we released a few tracks there.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of got us moving again for this year.
Yeah.
So one of our friends hit us up, Ben Sinclair, and he was willing to record a couple of songs with us, so that's how we produced Revel, and we've got a few more in the works.
Nice.
We released that one. How long ago was that?
It's end of September.
End of September.
August, maybe.
Yeah. Ben. Cool.
And then, we've been helped out by Darkroom IDU. Pretty much everyone in the community has been really helpful and done like wonders for us.
Awesome. Yeah. That's so cool. Nice. Would you say that? Christchurch, I suppose, because we get a lot of like musicians from various places and it's always fun when we get to talk to a Christchurch band or artist. Would you say that Christchurch is like a supportive environment when it comes to music? Is it a good place to like come up in the music scene?
Yeah, I definitely feel like there's a real good scene of like indie and alternative music out there in Christchurch. And it's not like necessarily apparent when you just like arrive in Christchurch that it's there, but as soon as you find it, like, they're really supportive. That's sort of what we've found, at least.
I think it's an up and coming scene as well.
So
we've got some involvement with TuneSock, which is the university music club. Thank you. And it's good to see a lot of really cool bands coming up through the sort of battle of the band type things.
Yeah,
so it's looking positive.
Yeah, and I mean, there are so many. This is what I said. I said that after every play comes a renaissance, and here we are. So I'm just saying, I'm keeping hopeful.
Definitely.
I think every week there are new artists that are on not only the RGU airwaves, but just in general, spicing up all of the playlists that I listen to. And I'm so thankful that it happens. So thank you.
Definitely. And you guys mentioned Breville before, which not only is it an amazing song, it's also up for the RDU Magnets in the Roundup category. What, you know, give us the, how does it feel, I guess, being nominated for such a prestigious award? And also, I guess, why, you know, what's the spiel? Why should people pick yours? Or why should they not?
Oh.
It's up to you. They should, obviously, but, you know, you say what you want.
Yeah. Sam, would you want to speak to this one? Because this is one that Sam wrote back in the day.
Awesome.
Do you want to speak to Breville?
I may have just forgotten that question.
Basically, you have been nominated for the RDU Magnets in the Roundup category for your song, Breville. I guess, you know, what's it like being nominated for awards for a song that you guys made, and I guess especially for you that you wrote?
It's very cool. I honestly didn't think we'd be nominated for anything. Yeah, especially like the other songs that are nominated for the Magnet Awards are just like This Issue by Salad Boys,
mm-hmm.
and like a bunch of others are just like top-notch songs. So
yeah.
It's like just a cool feeling to be beside them, I guess.
Awesome.
Those cool bands.
Cool. Look at you.
It's
so
a really
humble.
High caliber sort of thing. So it's really quite an honor to be put in there with everyone else.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. It's really cool to see.
Do you have any final words for us? And you can say whatever you like. We're giving you this platform.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I know.
But like,
it's how we deal every morning we wake up.
It's terrifying, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead, if there's anything.
Milan, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I use pretty cool.
Gosh,
having us, yeah.
That would do it.
You know what? I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I think that's a lovely way to end. Thank you so much for coming in, Marta. And yes, indeed. We'll
and
continue to play your shit.
If you guys want to go to Zorza to see Marta and any of the other amazing acts that are there, we have a double pass to give away today. Just text us in and just tell us why you're hyped for Zorza. That's it. Easy peasy. And we'll pick one out at the end of the show. You're definitely going to want to come along, not only to see the fantastic Marsha, but everyone else as well. But, of course, you know, mostly Marsha.
Oh!